USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Hamas released an additional 12 hostages as part of the extended ceasefire with Israel. The temporary pause in fighting was prolonged for an extra 2 days. Today, 30 Palestinian detainees, including 15 women and 15 minor males, are set to be released from Israeli prisons. CIA Director Bill Burns is reportedly in Qatar for discussions with his Israeli and Egyptian counterparts. The tribute for the late former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has ended in Atlanta. Carter's son Chip reflected on his mother's influence in his life.
My mother was the glue that held our family together through the ups and downs and thicks and thins of our family's politics.
President Biden, former President Clinton, and all living former First Ladies were in attendance. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell emphasizing that addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the first step to improving border security.
On President Biden's watch, record-setting illegal migration has strained border protection facilities and personnel to their breaking point.
On the Senate floor, McConnell insists on implementing meaningful policy changes for the southern border before any additional national security legislation can be considered by the Senate. Nikki Haley's campaign picking up a big endorsement from a Republican super PAC. The Political Action Network, financed largely by billionaire Charles Koch, has endorsed the former South Carolina governor's bid for the White House. GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test or withdraw from the presidential race.
You know, look at what's going on right now domestically. I mean, what he's done to our country. And he's not in control. He does not know what's going on.
The former White House physician, a Texas Republican who previously provided President Trump with perfect health scores, expressed concern about the 81-year-old commander-in-chief. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Missiles fired from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen toward a Navy warship, the USS Mason, were not intended for the vessel. That's according to Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder.
The vessels, the Mason and the Central Park, were not the intended targets. That said, I can't speak for what the intended target was.
The U.S. is committed to protecting its forces and will take necessary measures, though no specific strikes have been forecast. For the first time in 3 months, Americans are expressing increased optimism about the economy. The Consumer Confidence Index from the Conference Board experienced a 3-point rise in November. However, a lower number of consumers are planning to make significant purchases, such as homes and automobiles, in the next 6 months, largely due to persistent high interest rates. A record-breaking 200 million Americans splurged on gifts and goods from Black Friday through Cyber Monday, defying economic concerns. The National Retail Federation reported a 2% increase from the previous year, surpassing expectations for the start of the holiday shopping season. Approximately 100 million people on the East Coast may be adjusting their thermostats as a significant cold front descends on the region tonight. The National Weather Service predicts temperatures up to 20 degrees below average in parts of the Midwest, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley, as well as many areas along the East Coast. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.